your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Interrupting Stars.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast. TVs, comics, movies, general geek news. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
You might have heard already, we had a special podcast drop this week early, all about cartoons.
Ooh.
So, we are dropping this in your ears at your regular scheduled programming to give you some geek news.
We're just dropping that irregularly scheduled geek news programming.
Yes. Too many geek news stuffs. Not to talk about this week.
There's lots going on.
Lots of stuff. This first news we're going to talk about, Tommy Two Stars, literally made my day yesterday.
Yeah?
I was at work, and I was like, stupid work, right? And then I saw this on the Facebooks, and I was like, what?
That's exactly what I said. I literally went, what?
Bryan Cranston was the first one to drop it on his Twitter page, I guess. They let him announce it. And where I saw it was Jason David Frank dropped
it. Yeah, that's where I saw it, yes. Too.
So if you haven't heard yet, Bryan Cranston, best known for what, Tommy Two
Walter
Stars?
White.
Walter White, correct, in that show, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
And what's the other show he's known for? Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. They announced that Bryan Cranston is cast as
Zordon
in the Power Rangers movie. If you don't know who Zordon is kind of the creator and leader of the Rangers.
Is he like an alien or is he extra dimensional? They never really explain that.
He's supposedly an alien, mm-hmm. And he is one of the very first Power Rangers.
Ooh,
so Power Rangers is essentially like a alien type.
Mm-hmm.
Power that they get and the coins and stuff. So hit him and somebody else were like the very first Rangers. What's the bad guy? Zed.
Zed,
I think,
was
like
the
him
first
and
Ranger?
Zed were like,
that's kind of interesting.
The
like
Rangers.
They were like teammates and they turned against.
Yeah,
like that'd be a cool story to explore.
So there's a lot of like, but I'm not a huge Power Ranger like aficionado. I know the original stuff, but they have all sorts of backstories and forward stories now and everything. But he's the guy in the big tubey thing, the big floating head.
Laying on a bed of crystals.
So it's pretty exciting. For me, I think that's the first exciting news they've had in a while.
Hmm.
The costumes were just kind of like, meh, they're okay.
They look like Iron Man.
They look like Iron Man, you're correct.
It's the Power Iron Legion.
The Rita costume was kind of like weird.
A little bit beat, like bondage style.
But bondage, Poison Ivy, slash Mortal Kombat look going on. Yeah. So this is the first news that really kind of got me
really excited about Power Rangers.
And then now today, they released
MMPR.
The poster.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I just showed Tommy Two Stars the poster. So if you haven't seen the poster yet, it's super cool. And then also a tagline with the poster as well. That says, I can't remember now what it said. I'll have to look it up.
Something about us being together and that finally.
Excuse me. It's sad. The tagline is, "Together we are more." And, it's kind of, the words are in, like, in the sky making stars. And behind it is a constellations of, a lightning bolt. And then underneath it you have, like, a bunch of teenagers hanging out around a car. So it looks super cool. Well, five teenagers, I should say.
Four on the top.
At first, I thought there were six, and I about lost my shit.
Oh, snap. That would be crazy.
I know, right? Talk about a surprise. But no, there is only five. So that's pretty exciting for any of you 90s kids who love the Power Rangers and are excited about the new Power Rangers movie. Two good newses for
Woo!
You. And that's coming out in 2017, by the way.
We've got some time, but not too far.
We do have some time, yeah. You know who Hannibal Buress is?
Hannibal Buress? Yes, he's a comedian.
He is a comedian.
He always has that, like, very dry humor.
Very dry. Very dry humor, kind of, He's black. Yes. I didn't know that.
I've seen his stand-up, so yeah, I knew that.
Until I saw his stand-up. Because I heard him all the time, but he doesn't do that typical black humor.
No, he always does it like kind of quips is more yes. like his thing. Like
very, he reminds me a lot of Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg,
yeah, he's a lot like that.
He reminds me a lot of Mitch Hedberg. He got Stephen cast in a movie. Mm. The Spider-Man Homecoming.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
It seems like
say.
Every time we talk and hang out,
a new person is casting
Spider-Man. A trend I am noticing is they're casting a lot of comedy people,
yeah,
a lot
comedians.
Of funny people.
Yeah, you're right.
Donald Glover, another person from my Parks and Rec, somebody else, Hannibal Buress. So it kind of seems like they're going on that trend, which isn't really a bad thing. Mm. So maybe they're going to try to...
Home run!
Maybe they're going to try to do like the Ant-Man type comedy movie. I'm not sure. But so I'm sure next week we'll have
someone else
Spider-Man Homecoming news. They're going to be like, we cast David Adam Greer!
Jim Gaffigan!
Bobby Moynihan! That might be a little bit more realistic.
Bob, well, there we go. I would love to see what Bobby Moynihan. Drunk Uncle.
Jim Gaffigan.
Uncle Ben is Drunk Uncle. That's what happens. I'll tell you about Spider-Man.
I hope they don't cast an Uncle Ben.
No, he's already gone. I assume he's gone at this point. He's already Spider-Man.
They should cast an uncle, just a picture.
Like a flashback or something.
Who would you want the
picture
band? Wouldn't it be funny to be like, the picture band be like some super effing famous celebrity?
It's just Stan Lee.
Uncle Ben Stan Lee.
Uncle Stan.
Next to Aunt May. Who's like...
Aunt May's a gold digger.
That's funny. That would be funny. Bruce Willis. That would be kind of funny, too. Funny. Right?
You're just some completely A-list celebrity. Don't even get his permission. That'd be hilarious. That'd be awesome. I don't know why. That'd be great. I hope they do that.
Sylvester Stallone. That'd be pretty funny, pretty too.
Or someone, like, really, like, you would never have guessed, like, I was trying to think of like a foreign actor and I can't remember anybody's name.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas. Starring Antonio Banderas as Picture Uncle Ben.
Be there. You must accept this responsibility and this power. With great power comes muy responsibility.
Adam West, what would that sound like?
Peter, with great power comes great responsibility, old chum.
Christopher Walken?
Peter, with great power comes great responsibility.
That one might be pretty good, Christopher Walken.
I would love
Ben.
That.
Flashbacks.
Again, very random. Peter, I'm going to take you to a show. We're going to watch a wrestling match. It's got bone saw in it.
Bone saw's ready. What about like a black Uncle Ben?
Like
Kevin Hart.
Peter, we're going. It's going to be great. I'm going to love it. It's going to be awesome.
I didn't know you had a Kevin Hart impersonation.
It's
That's
mostly
good.
The mannerism because he's always like, he's talking really fast. And he goes really excited. How do you think?
Yeah. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well, that would be awesome. You can't kill Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Uncle Ben
shot.
Style.
That's funny.
You're like, what? They hired him for that?
So keep your eye open for Spider-Man Homecoming casting news because it seems like it's nonstop all the time.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is exciting. Entertainment Weekly has a special Rogue Squadron magazine out this week, which I'm excited because we actually have a subscription. And they announced in it, officially confirmed, Darth Vader in Rogue One.
Ooh, well, that's pretty sweet. Because, I mean, it's set perfectly
pretty awesome,
in that time
right?
period. So yeah,
it was
sense.
Rumored for a while, but nobody ever confirmed it.
I wonder how much of a role he has in it. I
yeah.
assume it's a big role.
And that's kind of still they're leaving up in the air.
Yeah. Or if it's just going to be like, where are you going?
They took our plans, and that's what he's done.
What I think it might be is if there's a bad guy, maybe the bad guy is a Vader apprentice.
Yeah, I see. Like, not necessarily. Maybe not an apprentice per se.
And so, Vader.
They work for Vader.
Like, yeah, they work for Vader. And so, Vader's kind of got an emperor role from the first movie where he's not. They don't show him, but he's in, like, a projector.
Yeah.
In the,
he's commanding. Commanding.
And, yeah. I could see that. But I thought that was pretty exciting. I think that's a good call. They need to put him in a trailer.
Yeah.
If it,
just a little, like, yeah. Wolverine style, just sneaks in at the end.
If they can't not, they can't have Vader in a Star Wars movie again and not put it in a trailer.
I think
that. Because that's going to pull people in.
At this day and age of releasing everything in the trailers they've got, they're probably going to definitely come out with a Vader trailer.
They don't even have to see the movies anymore.
Not really. We already know they steal the plans.
Yeah. We already know what happens. Four. It's kind of like when you watch Titanic.
Yeah. The boat will sink.
We know the boat sinks. We just didn't know that Rose was a selfish bitch and didn't let Jack sit on her plank. That's all we didn't know. We just didn't know that she was like, oh, wait, you're a peasant.
Sorry. Is there plenty of room up here? Don't care. It's all mine. Like, she's scrolling on, like, a king-size door.
Oh.
Are you cold? Hey, let me not care.
Never let go, Jack.
I'll never let go. Wait, hang on. Let me roll over. This is uncomfortable.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, I'm
no,
not, now I'm over like this.
No.
Now this is better. I can keep holding on for longer. I'm more and more comfortable now.
No, Jack. No room. No room, Jack.
There's no room, Jack. I'm sorry.
I clean.
No.
No. No, Jack. There's no room.
It's Rosa now. She went from being like socialite to clean the rooms.
Hey Tom, guess what?
What's that?
Hey Larry, can you come get your dog?
The dog is barking up bottles. Making all the noise.
You know that Epcot was going to be releasing the Frozen Ever After ride, correct?
Yes, I remember. Here we talked. We talked about something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it took the place of Maelstrom. Maelstrom was in Norway. Maelstrom was the Viking ride.
It was a cool ride too.
It was a very cool ride.
Like, trolls
it was
and
a
stuff.
Disney like cult favorite ride.
Yeah, I love that ride.
They opened Frozen Ever After already. It opened yesterday.
Oh, really? Damn, that was fast.
So if you had to guess of how long you think the wait line just for that one
just
ride
just for the first
be.
Day? Oh, man. I'm betting like a couple hours.
Okay.
More.
So 2 hours, you're saying?
Yeah.
More.
More?
Yeah.
4 hours.
More.
Five?
5 hours.
5 hours?
Yeah.
And it's probably only like
five hours at its peak.
It's like 2 minute ride, yeah. The Viking ride.
They were showing pictures and it was wrapping around the lake.
That's crazy.
Crazy, right? The line was so long that Disney was dropping off free snacks and ice creams to people waiting in line.
Well, that's a good incentive to stay in the line because, you know, some people just get that type of scenario, get frustrated and just walk away.
Yep. So, super cool. They were showing some live videos on Facebook Live.
Snow cone for waiting here in this line.
I tried to not watch a whole lot of it because I didn't want, but I liked the Frozen movie, but
it was a good movie. Yeah. And it's not, I don't think it was the big a phenomenon it was.
Have you rode the Little Mermaid ride, the new one?
Yes, Magic Kingdom.
It seems very similar to that.
I pictured it
like
would be.
A dark ride on a bow, and they're showing clips from the scenes from the movie.
Well, I just figured, because the Viking ride was very dark and stuff, and you just, like, were on a really cool ship, so I hope, because it's almost Norwegian. The movie in the Scandinavian type country, so they could have, as long as they like keep the cool ships. I don't care.
That would be super. Yeah, ships were
the
sweet.
Ships were awesome.
So if you live in Florida or you're going to Disney soon, make sure you check that out. Also, Soaring Around the World opened last week too.
Soaring.
So they redid Soaring. It's called Soaring Around the World
Soaring
now. So you're going over like monuments and
that's
stuff.
Cool.
World seven. What
it's
they
a
call
cool
seven
ride.
Wonders. Yeah. So check that out, too.
As long as you're not afraid of heights, because like something, if you're in the front row, you go like, woo, all the way to the
super,
top.
Yeah, super scary in the front row. Lots of Justice League spoilery stuff out. I didn't know how deep we wanted to get into it.
Be a little panache.
Justice League, DC Comics basically let people in and let press in any of the big geeks. So
like into their buildings?
And on stage while they were on their sets as they're filming.
Oh, really? Wow.
And backstage into the costume area and stuff. So like Cinema Blend, comicbook.com, Cosmic Book News, all those kind of sites.
Dang, I wish I worked with them.
I know. Oh, thanks.
no, we can work together.
Well, yeah, we'll be there one day.
One day.
And so they let them in, and so they got asked questions and see a lot of stuff.
Did props disappear? Because I think I might have that problem. It's like, sure, oh no, five Green Lantern rings just disappeared. That's weird. Clink, 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 clink.
Funny you mentioned Green Lantern. They were looking very hard for any presence of Green Lantern. No presence of Green Lantern.
Really?
Which a lot of people is controversial because people are like, you can't have the Justice League without Green Lantern.
That's pretty interesting.
Because he's kind of their...
He's like one of the epitome of the
He is. League. And Green Lantern is kind of their branch to other worlds. You know what I mean?
Just same thing as like, you know, Thor leads to the Nine Realms and stuff
exactly.
like that.
So, no really sign of Green Lantern. No sign of Shazam at all. Which
well, they're still doing the Shazam movie. I bet they're waiting till after the Justice League to do that.
So they basically they're focusing on who we think they'd be focusing on.
So Batman, Superman, Flash.
No mention of Superman at all because they want to keep
because
he's dead.
He's dead.
Quote unquote.
If you don't know that.
Spoiler, sorry.
Too bad.
Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Cyborg.
Okay, cool.
Aquaman.
And Aquaman.
They announced the villain too, which I'm not going to tell you who the villain is because it's a little spoilery. But you can look all this up online.
Okay.
Go to the sites. But they also released a synopsis of the movie, which the synopsis isn't too spoilery. So I thought I could read us the synopsis.
Okay.
So so they released the title of the movie is called Justice League.
Let's
and they released
simple.
The logo. It's very similar to like the old cartoon logos, kind of with that type, and they got like a star mixed in.
Meanwhile.
So check that out. And then the official synopsis is: fueled by his restored faith in humanity, and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne enlists the help of his newfound ally, Diana Prince, to face an even greater enemy. Together, Batman and Wonder Woman work quickly to find and recruit a team of metahumans to stand against this newly awakened threat. But despite the formation of this unprecedented League of Heroes, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and the Flash, it may already be too late to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Pretty big mouthful there.
Yes. Put the words in my mouth.
Put the words in my mouth.
So that's kind of cool. So if you want to hear more about Justice League movie,
I mean, if they're going to make
it
extra planetary, I'm betting they're maybe introducing like a Hal Jordan type character and like to the future, maybe like a Justice League 2.
Well, the idea is they're going to have a Green Lantern corpse movie.
Oh, okay.
Kevin Smith announced that one day he did this TV show on CW. They called like Into the DC Universe or something, where they talked about the start of all the DC movies, and then him and Geoff Johns did it, and Geoff Johns basically said that they're having a Green Lantern corpse movie.
Yeah, well, that's a good
which
idea.
Is cool. This next geek news is more a little bit for myself.
Yeah,
it's still cool. So My Little Pony, I think we talked about a couple weeks ago, is having a movie come out, which is kind of exciting. I think I lost the picture of it here. But they officially released a logo for the movie. And it was pretty cutesy and said, like, My Little Pony movie. So it was fun. So if you're a brony or you're a My Little Pony fan, I don't know what Pegasus, I think the girls are called. Check that out as well. Some My Little Pony movie news that comes out in 2017.
Why would a female My Little Pony fan also have wings? That doesn't make any sense.
and then the Entertainment Weekly thing we talked about with Rogue One too.
Yeah.
they release a bunch of character bios and that along with it. So check that out. Lots of cool, geeky, crazy, good news going on. Do you got anything that maybe you think I missed?
Nope.
Okay. You care about, you want any WWE news? I got some WWE news.
Why not?
You know who Roman Reigns is?
Nope.
Roman Reigns is the newest title holder for WWE. He's held the title for around 6 months. Very controversial because the fans have felt that they kind of put over Roman when the fans didn't want Roman put over.
Yeah.
But Roman's been the champ for a little while now. Just lost the belt on Sunday. This doesn't seem very... It's a lot more than just a coincidence. Lost the belt on Sunday, and then now he's suspended for 30 days because he violated the wellness agreement. The wellness agreement is like random drug testing for steroids and performance enhancers and drugs and stuff like that. So he's suspended for 30 days. And then they also have a cool show coming out called Cruiserweight Classics. Well, the Cruiserweights are like the smaller ones that are super fast and flippy.
Like Rey Mysterio.
Daniel Bryan is going to be like Rey Mysterio.
I love Rey Mysterio. He's so cool.
Rey's cool, yeah. Daniel Bryan is going to be the co-host of that, which is cool because Daniel Bryan recently retired because he got injured. So that'll be cool to have him on there, too. So some WWE news for you, WWE geeks.
So you think he traded the belt in for drugs?
No, I think he failed the wellness plan thing.
And they took
and
the belt
away. And then they knew a week before he failed it, and so then they took the belt away. And then, cool, can you grab the door and stuff for us? So that's the geek news for this week. Check us out. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff. And then you can also download us on Stitcher now, which is really cool too. So, hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Keep calm and geek on.